Nigerian stories in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Sunday Washit, and I'm originally from Nigeria. I am currently a graduate student at the University of Iowa, so I live in Iowa City. In Nigeria, I grew up in the rural area. I was born in a very small village in north-central Nigeria. In most parts of Africa, are actually subsistence farmers, in the sense that they just cultivate for enough for them to be able to get food. So most of the times, they have to struggle through the remaining part of the year. And that was the kind of condition that I grew up in, where my family were really very, very subsistence farmers. You had to be taught how to be brave as a young man because you're going to be in the forest by yourself. But when you come back in the evening after you have eaten your food, we did not have TV to watch. Thankfully, we had a lot of elders who had a lot of stories. Most of these were animal stories that they would tell you for you to learn life lessons, not to be greedy, learn to share, and things like that. We learned very, very traditional lessons on our culture from those stories. All the children, including the girls, and I said including the girls because the girls would not be eating outside with the boys. The girls would be eating inside with the women in the house. So when we finish eating, then all of us come outside and we find an elder who likes telling stories. And we come and sit down beside a fireplace. And he would say, story, story. And all of us would just scream, story. All the others who were not out would actually run out and count. Ngas is my language. This is the language that I speak, and it's also from central Nigeria. He would say, Shikurunji Shanda. And then all of us would say, Shankakak. Again, he would say, Shikurunji Shanda. And all of us, the kids, would say, Shankakak. And then he starts the story. My children are really grown up now. My first son is 27. He just graduated from the University of Iowa last year. My daughter is 25 now. I have a 23-year-old who is graduating from Wartburg College in Waverly. And I have a 17-year-old who is in high school. Our children grew up at home, and so they knew a lot about our culture before they came here. For me, stories are very important for me because I don't have any pictures of my father. My father died when I was only 4 years old. And so I don't even have any mental memory of how he looks like. But my uncle raised me up. And he raised me. I did not feel the absence of my dad because he really became a father to me. Telling those stories and telling how I grew up gives me that picture of where I grew up and how I grew up, the conditions under which I grew up. And it takes me back to those moments, some of them, even though a lot of people would consider them very harsh conditions, to me they were the best memories I ever had of relationships with people. I want my children to know and understand this and appreciate this culture that we actually grew up in. I called my cousin back home. And I told him, I said, please could you interview my mother and interview my uncle? He took a video recorder and they sat down and recorded my mother for hours. And she told the story of how we were born, how my father died, and everything. I know that my father died from smallpox, so because of his death we knew. But, you know, a lot of people tell me very good things about him, but I've never heard it from his wife. We live in an age where a lot of people have their stories written. For me, the story of my family is not written. The only way I can pass it to my children now is by telling them the stories. So storytelling is just a very important part of my life now because none of my history is documented.
Sunday Goshit of Iowa City. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.